This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin Flynn, Dan the Man, answering your calls when you call today on the program. One of the things I love about doing this program is the talk radio town halls we do, and we have one today in this first hour with Governor Doug Burgum taking your calls. You can call us again at 800-228-0550. You can call locally at 701-258-0550 to the K-Fire 550 studios. Kevin, 701-271-1100, and the toll-free calls that Dan will take as well. You can also text myself, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 701-226-8503. So get those questions or comments in. If you'd like to email us, that works too. studio@flagfamily.com or kfyr@iheartmedia.com. to send your questions in today by email. So a lot to cover. Busy week with the COVID-19 crisis and the effort to begin the reopening of the less than 10% of the economy that remains closed. One little tidbit that doesn't seem to get through things. We kind of have a tendency to think we're shut down. We're really not, but we're going to talk about that with Governor Burgum today on the program. Governor Doug Burgum, welcome back. Thanks for doing this, sir.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Beautiful day in North Dakota.
It is, yeah. Sun is shining. I noticed there's a lot of traffic going on, too. It feels like people are ready to get back to normal. That sounds okay, doesn't it?
Well, it sure does, and I really want to start off by just saying thank you to the great performance by all the North Dakotans that were so considerate of themselves, their loved ones, their neighbors, and their communities as we went through this historic time to try to slow the spread, and we saw in North Dakota that you can have a light touch of government and a strong reliance on individual responsibility, and you get a better result than some people that were trying the heavy hand of government. So I think it was just great, great effort by the people in North Dakota. And as we move to try to make sure that we can get things going again here economically in North Dakota, we also want to make sure that we understood why we were doing this in the first place. It wasn't for political reasons. It was to protect the most vulnerable in North Dakota. And about 20% or more of the population in North Dakota, that's over 150,000 people, are either over age 65 or have an underlying health condition. And we've seen when we look at other states, we've been proactive here, but you look at other states where we've had such a high death count from people in that category of either elderly or underlying health conditions, we've still got work to do to try to protect those vulnerable populations. And now we've built up the capability on testing, on contact tracing, on targeted quarantining. We've got the skill sets and the infrastructure in place for public health that we believe that we can get going again on the economy, but we can do both. It can be about protecting lives and protecting livelihoods. And we're in the business of and, not the business of or. And we're, as we say, we're getting ready to go, but we certainly would encourage anyone who's over 65 or an underlying health condition to use a lot of caution in the weeks ahead. And I'd say, you know, we've got the virus everywhere in North Dakota, but a special especially if you're in Cass or Grand Forks County and you're elderly or have an underlying health condition, 80% of the cases that we have active in the state right now are in those two counties, and so extra caution there. But we know that it's popped up in extreme rural areas, so we just have to pretend like it's everywhere. But we just want to say again, thanks to all North Dakotans for the great work over this past 5-6 weeks.
Would you say that some of the predictions early on, or the modeling that was based on other countries, you know, that said, hey, here's some of the worst case scenarios. We saw some of that in New York City, Washington State, and other places as well, that we avoided that, you know, very bad scenario based on the people as you say, following instructions and doing them. I mean, in other words, did we beat this as just by being very diligent about following the new restrictions that were in place through this crisis?
Well, absolutely, Scott, we did. And I think, you know, there was a lot of early models on. I think everybody knows that in North Dakota, we rejected some of those extreme models. We didn't think it was possible that you could have states that were, you know, east of us that were thinking that they're going to have more people die than did in all of China and Korea and Italy combined. And North Dakota never really bought into those models. But at the same time, we do know from what we've seen in New York and New Jersey and Louisiana and other states, Michigan, that you can have really hot burning outbreaks that do overwhelm healthcare systems, and a lot of people die. I mean, it happened right here in the country. And, you know, when I'm on a call at night and talking to governors, you had 300 plus people die in 24 hours before. I mean, that's a pretty sobering thing and pretty motivating to say that's not going to happen on our watch, or we're not going to have an outbreak where a lot of people die in a single long-term care facility. We still have to be guarded against that. But I think that it, for sure, the, you know, if you're practicing the North Dakota smart hygiene that we were, then you don't spread it to other people, and then the virus just slows down or dies out after 14 days. But if you're in a spot where you're, you know, one person's giving it to two or three or four other people, and then those people give it to two or three or four other people, then that's how you can end up with these places that had tens of thousands of cases and quickly overwhelmed their healthcare system. So we stayed away from that, and we stayed away from it because of good preparation and good execution by North Dakotans. And again, it's not what government says, it's what people do. And what we saw was virtually everybody in the state was really had great, as you say, COVID etiquette. I mean, they practiced, changed their approaches and allowed us to do it, you know, to get through this thing the way we did.
Brad in Minot has a question for Governor Doug Burgum at 258-0550. Go ahead, Brad.
First of all, Governor, I wanted to compliment you. I did vote for you, but I was kind of concerned that you might not be a true conservative. But I have to tell you, I think you have done I don't even know what adjectives to use, but just a stupendous, incredible, absolutely professional job. It's obvious that you've got years of experience in the business community and you know how to handle problems. So my hat's truly off to you. I mean that sincerely. You really have done an impressive job. But what my question is, I'm kind of one of these people that's sort of the mindset that I don't know if we ever truly do stop the spread until enough people have developed antibodies to it. So I'm kind of expecting somewhat of a bump up in cases here over the next month. But since we now know that, you know, most healthy people don't die from it, what's our plan? I mean, what's your thought on that? Do you believe that that's possible or probable and so forth?
Well, first of all, thanks, Brad, for the kind words. But as you know, in a leadership position, it's always a team effort. We just had great teamwork here across all the agencies, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, all the folks that have been working in the governor's office, private sector partners, National Guard, health department, local health department, local communities. I mean, it's been a huge team effort across the state, whether, you know, business leaders, school leaders, medical providers. I mean, this has really been, I feel like, you know, like when we have a flood, like in Minot or in Fargo, you know, we can really see the people that are out there sandbagging and you kind of know who to help. But there's been a lot of people that have been working on the front lines of this thing and they've never left their office. I mean, they're just, you know, working hard, every single day around the clock. But I just want North Dakotans to know there's been a lot of people across the state that have combined to make this thing so successful. But as far as, herd immunity, if we're 18 months or more away from a vaccine, then we have to, keep thinking about how do we manage risk. The risk we were really trying to manage was let's not run out of healthcare capacity, because if you don't have a cure, the way you save lives is with delivering care for people that might have either age or underlying health conditions. You can still save their life if you can get them into an ICU on a ventilator, highest level of care. And so it was about preserving preserving that healthcare capacity, and we just clobbered that one. I mean, we never used more than low single digits of what our healthcare capacity was for the highest levels of care for COVID. And that's why we're encouraging, you know, everybody now, if you've deferred a medical procedure, whether it's hopefully not a cancer treatment, but if it's another kind of elective surgery, that, you know, the medical system is open and people should be contacting their providers and getting in and rescheduling those surgeries or those procedures to make sure you're taking care of your own health issues and not delaying at all to do that. But as far as the spread, when we get antibody testing coming out in the months ahead, we will be able to broadly test population and figure out what percentage of people may have had it, because we know in young people you can have had the virus, perhaps built up immunities and never even had symptoms. So there are people that will uncover that may not even have known they were sick with COVID-19, but now are immune to it. That'll be really great for us as we head into the fall, because as we know from the last time there was something of this scale, 1918 flu season, it slowed down in the summer, but it came back with a vengeance. More people died in October in 1918 than they did in March.
Hang on one sec, Governor, if you would. We'll finish after the break. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Wednesday means Wednesday Wheels and Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Bismarck at Valley City locations. How about this? You're not even going to believe this. It's a 2017 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LTZ. Get this, 13,000 miles is all it has on it. This thing is like new, still on the lot. Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LTZ. They've got a lot of those folks at the Valley City store. Folks like to have a new vehicle, but they don't drive a lot. So you're the beneficiary when they trade them in. I tell you, this one's black, bunch of chrome trim on it. It's a looker, one owner, local trade. Got that tonneau cover on it, box rails, running boards, mud flaps, leather seats, sunroof. And did I mention only 13,000 miles? I think I did. But brand new, this truck is 60 grand. But you save big today. Big today. That's right, folks. Can't even believe it. It's priced so low I can't even tell you on the radio because, you know, they'll be overwhelmed. Call them at 800-401-4352. 800-401-4352 or go online to PucklettsValleyCity.com. Check it out. Pucklett Chevy Buick GMC, where they say, you drive and we'll ride with you in Valley City or Pucklett's Bismarck. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Okay, back with more with Governor Doug Burgum. Questions or comments, welcome today at 800-228-0550. And a text as well. Just to finish on the call from Brad and Minot related to the herd immunity and going that route. So anything you wanted to just finish up your answer? I know we had to go to the break, Governor. Anything else you want to say on that?
No, I think we'll do the antibody testing this summer, which isn't. Antibody testing doesn't tell you whether you're positive or negative. It detects whether or not you've actually built up antibodies in your bloodstream. So we'll be able, those are low cost, inexpensive, they'll be widely available by June or July. We'll be able to test a lot of folks and see what percentage of people in North Dakota have already had it. That'll give us a sense of where we are on herd immunity.
Texter on a follow-up question on that says, where they have conducted antibody testing, they found at least 10 times as many people as initially thought already had the virus. My question, why even bother testing for infection at this point? Why not focus on just antibody testing?
Well, I think the key right now is still focusing on testing like we've been doing is, if we get a positive in a nursing home or in a manufacturing plant, or multiple ones, say we get one resident and one staff, it's important for us to get in there because sometimes people may be pre-symptomatic, meaning they've already caught it, but they aren't showing symptoms, and we need to get in there and do testing and find out if there are, a dozen people in that nursing home that already have it or a dozen staff that might be, got it at work and are bringing it home to their families. And so that's why we're trying to really deploy what we're calling outbound testing to hotspots and where we can find, if we find positives, we want to get in there. Then we find out, we test, we find out who the positives are, and then we contain those folks. And by containing people that are either positive or close contact, that's how we open up the rest of the state and keep it open, is because we are only quarantining those that are sick as opposed to asking everybody to practice the safe distancing. And so just this is the scalpel versus the sledgehammer approach, and it's a skill set we're going to have. And we need to have the test where we can find out right away whether people are positive, negative, not the antibody testing where it tells us if they've had it previously.
A question from a parent here talking about students not being able to learn while at home, saying, I have a child who's homeschooled. I also have two children that are in the public school system. The child that's homeschooled gets a 4.0 grade point average. My oldest daughter has a 3.5 grade point average as a freshman in high school. The youngest is at a 2.5 average in sixth grade. The summation to me is that with distractions that the public school students have is a lower average than homeschooled students. Also, my homeschooled students are still able to go and participate in sports, extracurricular activities with the peers, et cetera. I'm hearing from a fair amount of parents concerned about, an hour in some cases of schoolwork a day, up to 2.5, depending on the age, hours of schoolwork per day, just isn't a way for them to be able to learn. And in addition to that, obviously, you have all the things that they're missing and the social things, being with their friends, family, et cetera, that it's time to reopen schools. I realize it's close to the end of the school year. You've talked about that as far as the percentages of kids that have a certain amount of weeks left. What's your thoughts on, number one, the success of learn-at-home, distance learning, in actually teaching the kids, and then secondly, having some normal school year for these kids before this year's in the books?
Well, the first thing from the parent who's got the test case of three kids, I think one thing that we know is that every student learns at their own pace, and every student's got different ways that they learn. Some learn better by, you know, reading. Some learn better by listening, auditory learners. Some learn better by experiential. Some learn better by combinations. And one of the things that I think we, you know, pre-COVID, we were looking at the at our, you know, K-12 education and saying, you know, this was, there's a lot of innovation that has happened. We've got a lot of districts that are really leading. We also have got a lot more to learn about the best, you know, most efficient and effective way to help teach kids in any setting, whether it's, you know, homeschooling or whether it's in school buildings. And so I think that out of all this disruption, there's going to come a lot of reflection and a lot of innovation about how we can do a better job serving those students and being really student-centric, and that really getting to the point where we've got an individualized approach to everybody's learning. That's one of the things we've talked a lot about in the, you know, K-12 innovation work that we're doing, and the governor's conferences on innovation and education is really, it is, there isn't a one-size-fits-all when it comes to education. And so we've got to keep making sure that we're flexible enough to serve students and meet them where they're at and help them learn, because they also learn at different timetables. And I think we've got a, you know, set in our mind, like, hey, this is what you're supposed to learn in second grade or third grade. But at those ages, depending on the cutoffs, you could have a second grader that's almost a full year older than somebody else in the same class. Well, they're going to be a different level of development. I mean, anybody can see that if their kids have played soccer or hockey, and you know, and you know when your birth date is versus the cutoff, the kids that are older tend to do better. So we need to, and I'm talking about youth soccer or hockey, but so we have to keep our minds open, stay curious, and know that there's an opportunity for us to do it differently and better. As far as reopening, you know, this is a big debate because we've got, there's so many variables here. I've said if you open up schools again, this isn't, you know, just like turning the dimmer switch up again in terms of taking on more risk spread. This is like, you know, turning on the stadium lights at midnight, because we have 110,000 kids back in buildings that might have to be disinfected every night. We've got students that have got that have health issues that we need to be concerned about. Might be difficult for them to come back. We've got teachers that have got underlying health conditions, and so there's a lot of factors, and we're getting a lot of input, trying to get input from all the different groups. The superintendents, the teachers union, the local school boards, DPI, had a meeting last night for 2 hours with Lieutenant Governor Sanford and Superintendent Basler, talking about ideas and getting more input. And we're going to have more guidance by the end of the week. We're also looking what other states are doing in terms of who's opening and who's not opening, and just a lot of we're trying to develop a lot of creative options and trying to get a lot of input from local entities. And Scott, as you said, we do have some districts that do wrap up in about 2.5-3 weeks from now. Some go closer to the end of May. When we hear people nationally saying they want to see kids get back in school by the end of the year, understand that some.
Hang
of
on, if you would, Governor. Sorry to do this.
Jensen Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at Jensen Brothers Construction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947, an equal opportunity employer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More bad news on the economic front. America's economy contracted more than analysts had expected during the year's first quarter. The U.S. Commerce Department just releasing a report that shows GDP shrank by 4.8% in the year's first 3 months, but analysts were expecting a drop of 3.5%. In any case, it's the first negative GDP reading since a 1.1% decline in the first quarter of 2014. Hopeful news from President Trump, who said last evening that experts believe the worst days of the pandemic are behind us here in the United States, and that businesses and workers will be in pretty good shape thanks to massive government stimulus packages. He said the economy will be back very quickly, and he cheered efforts in some states to start reopening. And this is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Do you know that? You get a good night's sleep, you get a chance to have a good health. You don't get sleep, your health can deteriorate quickly. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. We know that because this has worked so well for so many years. Mike Lindell, the inventor, the founder, has given us an opportunity during these crazy times to give you one heck of a deal. So pretty much everything is buy one, get one. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, you'll find the whole list there. Then include the promo code Scott, and you'll get the best deal out there. Up to 50% off. And buy one, get one specials on towels, pillows, my pillow, Giza Dream Sheets, the works. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Again, radio listener specials and then promo code Scott. All right, Tammy in Fargo. Question on this education topic we're tackling with the governor. Hi, yeah, go ahead, Tammy, for Governor Burgum.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. And hi, Governor Burgum. This is Tammy. A couple of comments. First, as a businesswoman, I really appreciate your methodical analysis of all the factors. And I think you are very aware of what's going on. I think the vast majority of people who have not stepped into a school do not realize that where I teach, it's 1,300 students. There is no way, not one way, where we can keep all those students 6 feet from each other. That's number one. Number two, from the teacher's perspective, you know, in a typical setting, again, this is my second career, so this is very interesting to look at this. But from the teacher's perspective, I have students that I'm still trying to track down. We were told first and foremost we need to take care of them emotionally and their well-being. So then I have students at the total opposite spectrum that I've engaged in all the learning, and they're wanting more. So from my perspective, I've got to try to track down students that we don't even know where they are because they haven't checked in with us. And we've got a whole process that we go through. So then I've got that, and then trying to teach them technology that, because they had not been exposed to this technology before, trying to train them in the technology as well. And then to teach them through the technology that they're trying to learn. So it's a lot of different factors to consider, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Tammy, and thanks all the teachers. I know this has been a hugely challenging time to really learn how to do things completely differently, and really appreciate everything you're doing to track down those students that you may have lost contact with. We're working again with the Department of Public Instruction. We talked about this last night. Hopefully this is only a small, teeny, single-digit percentage of students, but I know from talking to other governors that this is happening across the nation, and we're going to try to actually get down very granular and find out exactly the names of all those students and see if we can make sure we're maintaining contact. And on the other end, of course, kids are thriving in this environment, and we've got to, as we think about next fall and the next school year, we've got to be thinking about summer school. We've got to be thinking about a new idea we have called an Acceleration Academy, which we could hold in August to help people get prepared for next year. We've got to think about how you might have, you know, limited access to a building over the summer. We just have to have a lot of ideas, particularly for those kids that might come from different socioeconomic backgrounds. English language is a second language that's particularly challenged for them, and we've got to just really make sure that our system is serving everybody, and we keep everybody moving ahead. So really appreciate your dedication. But I think you know, again, we can open up a bar and say you've got 50% occupancy. We can't open up a school and say only half the school kids get to come to school that day. That's a harder thing to do, and if we're trying to do the spacing. And even with half, they'd still be closer than 6 feet in these larger schools. Now, if you're in a small rural, you know, we got small rural districts in North Dakota that got 8 kids in their senior class and want to have graduation, well, we better work to figure out a way to, if we got enough space in North Dakota, we should be able to figure out how to make that happen. So again, we've got there won't be a one-size-fits-all for K-12, just like there isn't for hardly any other issue. But again, really appreciate the dedication of the teachers that are working to be so student-centered and student-focused during this challenging time.
Thanks for the call, Tammy. Ultimately, whose decision is it whether or not to open up schools and when? When you talk about one size fits all not being the North Dakota way, you know, what might work for Fargo might be different for West, you know, for Watford City, for instance, you know, depending on the numbers and how things look. I mean, can schools themselves decide whether or not they want to go back for a few weeks?
Well, by executive order, during an emergency situation, the governor has the ability to keep all of them shut for public health reasons. If we were to, you know, rescind that school closure on a statewide basis, that would return the, you know, power back to local school boards, effectively would be the decision-making body that would make that decision as elected leaders in their own local area. So that's why we want to stay in coordination with them as we think about that, not just, you know, for the last 3 weeks of school but also think about summer school, think about next fall, think about kids that may have fallen behind, think about the seniors that we want to try to, you know, preserve some kind of experience for them. That's going to take local school board involvement. We know that a lot of superintendents and school boards are thinking through plans, and we're communicating with them and trying to figure out, again, what will work best for each geography.
Fred and Wing for Governor Doug Burgum. Go ahead, Fred.
Oh, I didn't expect to talk to you, Governor, but I'm just glad to get a chance. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, KFYR. You know, you guys got your place, and you've done well where you're at, sir. And I think it's my place out here. You know, I don't have to worry about a job or political career. So there's certain things that have to be mentioned, and I just like to mention, you know, while all those kids have been home, they haven't been taught by the school too much. Now we got this computer teaching stuff going on, I just challenge all the parents, while you got your kids at home with you, and even college students while they're home with parents, and that, you know, Scott, you know what that's like. We got to get back to the basics about God, because God can't be taught in our schools. Even our immune system, which we're learning so much about, that comes from God. And without that, we'd all die. And we're going to have to eventually all depend on that immune system. He created that, and the schools teach that it is something that evolved from a pile of ooze somewhere. And, you know, who do we acknowledge for this help that we need? Who do we acknowledge that keeps the bad stuff away? It's God. And then if the kids go back to school, they start to learn about evolution, which can't be proven as a fact. And they don't even get taught about the one that really created them and their immune system. So I thought maybe it's my spot to say something about that here, Governor, and I thank you for your good work.
Fred and Wayne, appreciate the call and the comment. I'm going to piggyback on that and then let you answer here, Governor. Governor Burgum says a texter, many are anxious to get back to normal. Our past cultural norm was insanity. Much around me, myself included, often seemed like a buzz of machines for making money. Currently, families are forced to be amongst one another, taking time for conversations, love, compassion, slowing down to question everything we've taken for granted. How can we utilize this hard reset as a springboard to what we can become, not just seek to return to what we were? Do you see a better us on the horizon? Can we emerge as better than normal North Dakotans?
Well, that was that. I want to say I'm having a little hard time hearing it, Scott, but I think it was spread from Wing. But thanks for your thoughts and the last caller that you read that. I just have to say I'm touched by that. The thinking that would we take us through a period of incredible chaos and disruption like we've been through, where the normal routines that we the rut people might say that they were into, that all gets disrupted and does create an opportunity to reconnect with family, to reprioritize what's really important, rethink about how we want to spend our time and how we want to and what are the things that really matter and are important in life. And I think that we have an opportunity. I mean, every family, every business, every agency and government's got an opportunity to take this disruption and from it, instead of, fighting to try to get back to, quote, the normal, the way we were, we've got an opportunity to pause and think about how do we transform into something that's, more meaningful, more fulfilling, more powerful, more effective. And so I really, really think those are some great thoughts and glad that people are having this opportunity to get close to their families and close to their spirituality and cause that reflection. Because with a greater level of consciousness, as a people, as a state, the potential that we have unlimited potential, but we can certainly achieve more of it, with that kind of recasting and rethinking what we want out of our lives and what we can mean for those that are around us.
All right. Another text from a listener. How is unemployment fair? Those that are on it are making more than when they were working. What about those that continue to work? They are getting punished. Some of my employees went on unemployment. Now that I got PPP dollars, they don't want to come back. I've heard this from a lot of people. I've heard it in the oil patch where folks are not answering the phone because they'd have to then accept employment to come back. And if you made $60,000 a year or less, you're making more with that $600 kicker that's there. I know that that ends the end of July, but I also understand that the state can opt out of that if they want to, according to what we've found at the federal level. What's your thought on that extra incentive there that is keeping some people on unemployment?
Well, I don't want to be one to criticize overly criticize the federal government on policy, but I would say they're when you have trillions of dollars that were needed to reinject into an economy that was in, did not just slow down, but was in complete free fall like we've never experienced. I mean, this drop in economic activity will go down in history. I mean, it's way faster and way further than what happened during the 1930s, during the Great Depression. You've got to try to stop that. I mean, it's like sort of like someone's heart stopped. You got to put the paddles on them and try to jolt them back to life. And when I think about the stimulus acts that have gone in, it's really that. But with that, you're going to have, some unintended consequences. And the one that you've zeroed in on, the callers and you, Scott, is it doesn't work for us to, for people to make more money not working than it does working. And I think depending on the math of individuals, with that $600 additional kicker as part of the CARES Act stim, that is in fact a true statement. But we thank goodness North Dakotans like to work and they find purpose in work, and hopefully we'll have more people that just keep on working. And thank goodness the federal incentive that is creates the wrong incentive is going to expire by the end of June. We won't understand what employment really is until we get into July.
Interesting point. More after this with Governor Doug Burgum. We'll go to a lightning round, folks. Coming up.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by the Be the Buffalo Hotline, sponsored by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, who love the Be the Buffalo spirit in North Dakotans. They love it. That's right. And, of course, Be the Buffalo is all about a way of thinking. And North Dakotans have that in great measure. They're celebrating that at Oasis Petroleum, not only in their employees, but also in first responders and healthcare workers and all the folks that are out there day in and day out in the middle of this challenging time. So, Call and celebrate them, 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Back with Governor Doug Burgum. I'm going to go just kind of lightning round on a number of things we've got and consolidate a few things here. People are asking about movie theaters, and I know you were talking about it yesterday. I was chuckling during the press conference when you were talking about, you know, nobody ever goes into a movie theater and says, let's sit next to somebody else, right? You always want the space anyway. So there has been social distancing in movie theaters for a long time, but at what point do you see them being allowed to reopen in some of the same ways some of these others are?
Right now, we're planning on announcing the guidelines for theaters today, and they should be able to reopen on Friday if they choose. All voluntary, of course.
All right, and again, we should make a point of this every time we mention this. You know, 90-plus percent of North Coast economy is open. I mean, you see a mall closed, it's because the mall decides to close, right? But, you know, we're talking about a small percentage, and these are being reopened now. That's what's been rolled out over the last couple of days. And the executive orders, will they end on the 30th? Or will they be amended? What will come next for the ones that are covered by executive orders?
Well, the ones that are, the current executive orders will expire on Thursday. New executive orders, which will be include things like no visitations to long-term care facilities, concert venues still closed, those kinds of things. You know, schools will still be operating under distance learning. Those will remain in effect, but the 7% of the jobs that were included in the personal care businesses and the bars, restaurants, what we call the high contact businesses. The strategy was always to shut down the smallest amount of the economy where we had the highest number of moments where people could be transmissible to each other, and that's with under 6 feet for more than 10 minutes. And we, so that was what we were, you know, trying to accomplish and did. I think, again, that's the very targeted approach, and we're trying to get those all open up voluntarily. They open up, but they have to do it in a way where they can protect their employees and their team members and their customers. And we issued guidelines for 7 different sets of those, whether it's, you know, hair salons, bars, restaurants. Issued those yesterday. They're available online, the guidelines.
Another question is about churches. Now, there's not an executive order covering churches, correct?
Churches were always able to stay open. We had great voluntary collaboration, especially, you know, during the challenging time during Holy Week when things are usually packed, Palm Sunday, Easter. We had great collaboration, a lot of innovation by faith-based leaders that got their services and served people with their spiritual needs online. They can open up, and churches have a great opportunity. They can hold more services. They can you know, families sit together, close off every other pew, you know, maintain distances, you know, avoid the handshaking as part of the service. There's a lot of things, you know, ask people to wear a mask. I mean, each church can do what they want. They were never closed. They were super responsible. They were certainly protecting their elderly and vulnerable, and we know that they'll be smart when they reopen.
Another question related to the travel restrictions that were out there from other states that had more of a problem than we did, coming back into North Dakota needing to quarantine. Is that done?
Nope, those are still in place for right now. If you're, you know, somebody's coming here from New York City, we'll ask them to, you know, go to the health department, you know, website, register, get guidance, and self-isolate for 14 days.
All right, and let me squeeze in Mark in Fargo here. A question on property taxes. Go ahead for the governor. Mark?
Yeah, Governor, can you hear me okay?
I can, thank you.
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Mark. Go ahead.
How big is your imagination? How big is your imagination, Governor? You have a big imagination?
I like to think so, Mark.
Okay. Imagine 24,000 piles of money with $1 million in each pile. Yet we're being told that we need 700 more piles with $1 million in each pile to pay for schools. How does that work out? 24,000 piles with $1 million in each pile, yet we need 700 more piles to pay for the schools? You've got to explain that to me.
Well, I can tell you in dollars instead of piles, but, you know, North Dakota will spend about $2.8 billion of biennium on K-12 education, or $1.4 billion a year, and what that, you know, comes down to with the number of students we have is about, the state pays about $10,000 per student per year. And that's the, cost of education. That's lower than a lot of other states. It's a higher percentage. The state pays almost 75% of it. North Dakota, that's extraordinarily high. So local property tax burden only covers 25% of that. So, you know, I believe that we can deliver education better and more efficiently than ever, but I also take a look at you, if you're living in any other state, there's hardly another state in the country where the state's picking up 75% of that burden, and there's very few states that are, you know, delivering it at the cost that we are in terms of most states pay end up having a higher cost education system than we do. So we know we can do better, but it's a that's the dollars we're spending, and we always are working every day to save every taxpayer dollar. But if people are worried about their property taxes, I would say again, talk to your school board, talk to your park district, and talk to your city leaders. Don't talk to your legislators, because property taxes are all decided.
We say it again and again and again for sure. Governor, thanks for doing this. We appreciate
it. I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.